Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a question. What exactly do you sell?
We supply for online vendors. Are you calling about a charge?
Yeah, I have two charges on my Visa account, and I have no idea what they are. I do have the numbers if you would like.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
39046.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Edith, E-D-I-T-H, Lee, L-E-A.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
You know what? I hate to keep giving people my information and not know what it's for. That's how I think I get in trouble.
No, you're fine. I live in Canton.
Ma'am?
We already have your information. It's just for security because if you don't verify it, we can't assist you.
168 East Sims Street, Canton, Mississippi.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up to get a KitchenAid mixer for $7.95?
Yes, but it didn't happen.
Correct. So
I did not receive it, and then I got a second charge for $56.95. I haven't received anything for that either.
All right, so whenever you sign up to, okay, it's an entry through a sweepstakes where you pay $7.95 to try to win that KitchenAid mixer. What they have billed
The information didn't say that.
Yeah, that's some of the terms and conditions. You just probably read the ad. And then if you don't cancel, I think it's within like 5 days, they charge you for what's called our discount shopping store, where you receive a $125 voucher for discount shopping online every 30 days until you call in to cancel.
I haven't received that either.
Have you been checking your email?
Every day.
Yeah, because usually once they bill you for the membership, they send you the information on the voucher, letting you know where you can do discount shopping online.
It was billed on 508. Look, is that right? 510.
Yes.
The first one was 506. The second one is 510.
And you're saying that you didn't receive the email for the voucher?
Not that I know of. You know what? I think this is one of those things where I'm better off talking to, like, the Better Business Bureau or something, because this is totally, I know specifically in Mississippi that to scams to senior citizens is a felony. And I've never done it, but I had some people telling me about it that were having the same problems. I live on so little. I can't afford stuff like this. I mean, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to tell anyone, but I'll just do the date here. And I need to talk to someone at my bank about it and then to something else, because this is not right. I mean, I can't give away this kind of money to anybody.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll see what I can help you with. So it looks like here, I do see they do offer a 50% refund. Would you like to do that?
No, I want my money back. I got nothing for 57. So I've got $65 unaccounted for that I got nothing for. Half of it isn't helping me a bit.
Yes, ma'am. All right, yeah, so as a one-time courtesy, we can refund the $56.95 for you.
Okay, then that's what we're going to have to do. I'll just take care from the other end. Thank you.
Give me 1 second. You want to get this canceled out?
I want it gone. I want my money back. This is nothing short of fraud.
Give me 1 second. I was talking too much about your account. Give me 1 second, because it looks like do you have your card on hold, or is your card canceled?
You know what? I don't know. If it's my ATM card, I have it on hold because I had someone call trying to sell me male enhancement drugs.
Oh,
and like I said,
God.
The state of Mississippi, they go out and prosecute that.
That's
how I learned about all this. I know, not funny.
I know, you're right. 1 second, I'm going to put in a refund, because being that you have your card on hold, it's